Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller died on Monday in Toronto. He was 83. Fuller was best known for A Soldier's Play, which was turned into an Oscar-nominated film, A Soldier's Story. Jeff London has this remembrance.
Despite winning a Pulitzer in 1982, A Soldier's Play, which was presented successfully off-Broadway, didn't make it to Broadway until 2020. Charles Fuller attended the opening night, as he told NPR.
It was wonderful to see on Broadway, but you gotta admit, that it took a long time.
Kenny Leon directed the Tony Award-winning revival just before the pandemic.
I think it's a great play, you know. It's a well-structured play.
The play is set in a black barracks on an army base in Louisiana in 1944. On the surface, it's a whodunit. A sergeant is mysteriously murdered. But underneath, it's a complex look at race and power in America. We learn in flashbacks that the sergeant has bullied his squad. He's a self-loathing black man who makes a show of being deferential to the white officers. But in the end, Fuller said to NPR in 2008, even the sergeant realizes that everything he's done adds up to nothing.
I don't know of any character that I can think of in black literature that has created that kind of impact and that kind of animosity.
I'm going outside to wait for you, Geechee. And when you come out, I'm going to whoop your black southern ass. Let the whole company watch, too. You need to learn respect, how to talk to your betters.
That's David Alan Grier, who won a Tony, playing the sergeant and had a small role in the film. Charles Fuller was born in Philadelphia and interrupted his college education with a stint in the Army. In 1967, he co-founded Afro-American Arts Theater in his hometown, and since there were no playwrights on their roster, Fuller picked up the pen. From the start, race was his frequent subject. One of his first plays was an interracial drama called The Perfect Party. In the 1970s, Fuller moved to New York, where he became a member of the Negro Ensemble Company. It produced the Brownsville Raid, about a black army squadron getting court-martialed for inciting a riot, and Zoo Man and the Sign, about a father's search for his daughter's killer. But his biggest hit, by far, was A Soldier's Play. Fuller later moved to Toronto, where he continued to write until his death. In December, that pre-pandemic production of A Soldier's Play begins a national tour. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.